Hi, this is Kenneth Wong, Senior Editor for DE. Welcome. With widespread lockdown and in-person classes cancelled, can instructors still teach and train the next generation of engineers? That's what we are discussing today with Professor Matthew Spencer from Harvey Mudd College. Professor Spencer, welcome. Would you tell us a little bit about the kind of classes that you teach?
Yeah, absolutely. I teach large lab classes by and large. So this semester I was teaching a project-based class where students spend the second half of the semester building a robot in teams. I also teach a senior elective in circuit design, which is spent mostly in the lab.
Now that there are some things that you used to do physically in the class are no longer possible, I'm wondering also, are there challenges involved in running lab courses that usually require students to be in a lab?
Absolutely. It's important for us to provide laboratory experiences to students. We think they're really formative parts of engineering education, but it's much harder when students don't have access to the hardware we usually use to do that. So we've taken different approaches in different classes. For the robotics class, what we did was we sent students home with a laboratory kit so they could pursue their projects at home. And in the circuit design class, we moved from physical circuit implementation to simulation.
All right. Could you tell us about that kit itself? What kind of hardware is involved? What kind of hardware are the students using at home?
Yeah, there are lots of really good kits out in the world, but after looking around for a little bit, we settled on an Arduino kit for a few reasons. One is that it's got a very short learning curve, and if we're going to be introducing new hardware to students halfway through the semester, we felt that was an important consideration. And second, because the connections on the board are all connectorized, students don't need to solder anything in order to use the kit, which meant students needed less equipment at home.
Usually, how would you assess students' achievement for grading purpose, and is there any changes that you had to do because of the lockdown?
For grading in the robot class, we tend to focus on the final products of the student projects. That's because we've had a lot of scaffolding in the first half of the semester, and this is intended to be an opportunity for students to work independently in their teams to achieve their design goals. So we usually graded a final report and a final presentation. The final report could proceed as usual. The teams are still writing those up. But in order to reduce the burden on video chat, we've switched the final presentation to a video that's designed for sort of internet consumption.
What are some of the pleasant surprises that you discovered? For example, some instructors tell me that because with Zoom, you can actually fit more students than a physical classroom can, that classes now actually get bigger, things like that.
Yeah, Zoom's been interesting. One thing that I saw is that I have a much better view of students' faces. Mm. So my ability to read a room actually probably got slightly better over Zoom than in a normal lecture. But the surprise that most caught me off guard was that I was able to run office hours very efficiently using a chat service. By opening up a chat room where students could start different threads about different questions, I could answer many at the same time, and all of the students could benefit.
Are there some changes that you implemented because of the lockdown that you see might actually become permanent after the lockdown is lifted, because maybe you discovered that this is actually a more efficient way of running the class?
I don't think that we're going to keep the hardware platforms that we switched to because of the remote education. However, we've been meaning to run an experiment where we reduced the complexity of our hardware platform and hoped that students would focus more extensively on the data and experiments that they were conducting. And this was a really great platform for us to see what that looked like. And students did indeed do more focused data analysis in this version of the class. Having seen both sides, we're probably not going to keep either extreme. We'll try to settle somewhere in the middle.
Okay, very good. Now, Professor Spencer, there are probably peers and colleagues of yours that are having a hard time coping with the lockdown because it just upended all their traditional way of thinking. Is there any kind of tips or advice you'd like to offer? Words of encouragement, perhaps, about thinking differently about teaching?
It's possible to focus on the core experience of a class in order to preserve that and to let lots of the extra details that have built up around it fall by the wayside in order to keep it running even in unusual format.
That makes sense to me. Thank you very much. Havimat College President Maria Claw is a keynote speaker at the upcoming CASE 2020 virtual conference set for June 16 and 18. She'll be discussing boosting diversity in computer science and engineering. CASE is a conference that DE Magazine supports as a media sponsor. Thank you very much, Professor Spencer, for speaking with us. By the way, just before we close down, what do you do now for relief from boredom after lockdown, if I may ask?
I find that I've actually become even more social in lockdown than out of it. I've had a lot of opportunities to catch up with old friends on phone calls and play board games on the internet.
Okay, wonderful. Well, with that, thank you very much for tuning in, everyone. Stay safe, stay healthy. We will get through this together. I'm Kenneth Wong for DE. Bye for now.